And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of March, 2015. St. Patrick's Day, feast day, celebrating patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick. Born in Wales, he was 16 when a group of Irish pirates came to the village and took some of the young men, including him, back to Ireland as slaves. He worked for 6 years as a herdsman, then escaped, went back to Wales. But he heard a voice telling him to go back to Ireland and convert the Irish to Christianity, which is what he did after spending 12 years in France. He went to Ireland, founded monasteries, schools, and churches. And so New York City and other cities put on St. Patrick's Day parades. New York's is the largest, 150,000 marchers going up Fifth Avenue, led by the 69th Infantry Regiment. New York has been parading on St. Patrick's Day since 1762, Boston since 1737, and Dublin since 1995. It was on this date in 1959 that the Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, fled Tibet for India. China had invaded Tibet in 1951 and brought the country under China's rule. There was a resistance movement in Tibet, and when Tibetans believed the Chinese were plotting to kidnap the Dalai Lama, hundreds of thousands of them surrounded his summer palace in Lhasa to protect him. And soon after, in 1959, the Dalai Lama departed on foot with an entourage of 20 men. Soon after that, the Chinese tore down his summer palace. They executed his bodyguards, looted and burned many religious texts, and installed a new spiritual leader, the Panchen Lama, who was pro-Chinese and the rival of the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama settled in India, in Dharamsala, along with 80,000 Tibetans in exile. It's the birthday of the playwright Paul Green, born near Lillington, North Carolina, 1894, wrote a successful Broadway play in Abraham's Bosom, and did a stint in Hollywood, wrote many screenplays, and wrote a line that Betty Davis considered her favorite line, "I'd like to kiss you, but I just washed my hair." And it was on this day in 1901, Vincent van Gogh's paintings were shown at the Bernheim Jeune Gallery in Paris, the first major show for the artist who had committed suicide 11 years before. 71 paintings, all with Van Gogh's characteristic bright colors and textured brushstrokes, made a big splash on the Parisian art scene. Here's a poem for today from the 17th century, John Wilmot, Earl of Rochester, a poem entitled Love and Life. All my past life is mine no more. The flying hours are gone like transitory dreams given o'er, whose images are kept in store by memory alone. Whatever is to come is not. How can it then be mine? The present moment's all my lot, and that, as fast as it is got, Phyllis, is wholly thine. Then talk not of inconstancy, false hearts, and broken vows. If I, by miracle, can be this livelong minute true to thee, 'tis all that heaven allows. Love and Life from John Wilmot, Earl of Rochester. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.